first of all, could you tell me your full name and what it is you do at Prosperity?
Yes, sure. I'm Maria Kurianova, and I'm Ukrainian. I came here to ask the owner of the restaurant if she needs any help when I heard that she's collecting donations for Ukraine. And it was 2 weeks ago, so it was on the 1st March. And just a second, she told me that I can help as much as I can. And I stood there in the first 3 days. I stood in the restaurant, and I was collecting donations from all the people that were coming. And I was standing in the back. Full room was full with the bags, and we didn't have any organization how to. When I came first here on the 1st of March, I was, I told you, I was staying in boxes, which were not boxes, bags of donations, which were brought by people, and we didn't have any organization. So I realized that I can't do it anymore longer, just to stay in such a mess. And I had an idea to organize this. And I spoke to Galina, she's the owner of the restaurant. I spoke to other guys who wanted to work more, and they could work every day for us. And we discussed how we can organize it. And we decided to make a system that we have volunteers, we have drivers, we have male help who can come and help us to load the van, to unload the van. And we organized also tabs in Google Docs. Now we have also all the time schedule and rota of volunteers who and when can work with us. We have all the telephone numbers. So everything is now more or less organized. I would say that it can be improved every day. So now we have people who are coming with donation. They bring us things, and we sort it in one place, in one room. In another room, we have storage. In another room, we have other people who are sorting the donations, and they help us. Faster to prepare the boxes, because in one place we have also visitors who are coming, and we need to speak to them, and we need to give them some information, because we have not only donations coming here, but some of the people, they are coming and ask us for help in Ukraine, like they have their relatives, and they ask us to help them. And they need some contact details, phone numbers, if we can coordinate with Ukraine as well. So it's not only about collecting boxes and sorting and preparing them to go. It's about huge, really huge organization of people, of places, of time. Yeah.
Did you expect the help from the people of Twickenham to be as strong as it was?
No at all. When I came here and the people were coming with donations, I was thinking, okay, that would be like for some days. And then when I asked the owner of the restaurant, she told me that it would be ongoing. I was thinking, okay, it would be ongoing like for a week more, or maybe for some days, because, okay, we'll give all the help we can and then we stop. I didn't have this in my mind, because I've never been as much volunteer as I am now, if I can say so. And I realized that it's really ongoing, and we need to help every day, because people are there in war, and they don't have a future. They don't know what to do with their houses, which are destroyed. They don't have food. They don't have where to stay, where to live, where to sleep. Some of them, many of them, they are staying in some schools or universities on the floor, sleeping on the cold floor, and it's awful. When I realize these things, I understand that it's so much work that we still need to do more. And when I see all the people who are coming with donations, I'm so grateful because, you know, even we have a different situation. Like one man came to us and donated £500. Another man came to us and gave us £1. Another woman came with some coins, and I know that she, maybe she doesn't have everything to eat, but she gave us what she could, you know, and it's really priceless. It's precious. I mean, when I see people who are bringing everything that they can, I have tears in my heart, even not in my eyes, and it's heartbreaking. Yeah, sorry, it's just too much emotions inside of me, and I see how people are really open, and they are amazing. They are huge.
Wow, that's brilliant. Is there something that you think is being overlooked with regards to this war that isn't getting talked about but you think should be?
Just to clarify your question, can you please ask me in another way, maybe that I'll totally understand it? What do you mean? Can you please ask me in another way?
Yeah.
I know what overlooked is, but I mean...
What do you mean,
sorry?
Is there something that people aren't talking about that you think needs to be talked about this war and maybe the refugees or anything like that? Something that...
You mean with...
Yeah.
Something
with
that... Which people? Here in Britain or...
Anywhere. Just, as a Ukrainian yourself, is there something that you think the British people perhaps aren't thinking about or anything like that?
I'm sorry, I can't say it like this because I don't know what people are thinking about. I can't read their minds, but I see the situation that for me, it's so difficult to understand what situation now people are in Ukraine, because they lost their houses, their homes, their flats, even families. I have some friends in Ukraine who were kidnapped, and probably they are now in Belarus or somewhere else, and their parents don't know where they are, and it's I can't realize how I would see this situation if I had my children kidnapped, you know. And talking about all this war, I can't judge, I can't blame people what they think, what they know, what they say about all the situation, because I can't say what they have now. But it's disaster. It's catastrophe. What's happening there and what's happening with people. It's so huge. It's not a problem. It's just a grief, you know. And when I'm speaking about this, I have good skin, and I'm taking all to my heart, and it's really heartbreaking. I can't resist. It's so much tension because I have many friends there who are really suffering from. Who are suffering from finding food every day, you know. And they don't know where to get it because my city now in South Ukraine, Kherson, my city now is occupied, and the people are looking for food every day. They stay in the queues for 2 hours, for 3 hours, but they don't get food because the food, if you are able to come faster, you'll get the food. If you are not, then you stay without food for 1-2 days more. I can't realize how they are at the moment, but I know it's a grief, it's huge grief, and from my side I just help how much I can, you know, as much as I can. I don't know what to do more. Like, I have my sister who is in bunkers now, and I'm asking her, please leave the city if there will be any green corridor. But she told me, like, somebody left the other day. It was the green corridor, and somebody left, and this person is now at nearest city, but it was bombed yesterday, you know? And I can't do anything. I asked my dad, can you, do you want to go to come to my place, to this country or to Poland? Do you want to abandon the city? He says, no, I want to stay here because I was born here and I will die here. And I am telling him that maybe it will get worse and it will be worse. I feel like this. I feel it will be. But he told me, no, I will stay here until I die, no? And this is the huge grief. I can't do anything. I sorry. Yeah. And I can't realize how people in this situation are now.
Wow.
But I'm doing as much as I can from here. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I hope this feature helps in some small way if it just donates, well, if it just pushes people to donate some more stuff to Prosperity and yeah. maybe gets you a few more helpers as well. Could you please tell me how to spell your last name, please?
Sure. It's K-U-R-I-A-N, it's for November. O-V-A. So it's Kurianova.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to us once again. And is your first name M-A-R-I-A?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Maria. Yes. Thank you, Luke.
Excellent. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Luke. Thank you.
Goodbye.